Peter and Karen's last time visiting us as representatives of CMCT. So it's a sad thing to happen, but we all move on for different things. So I'd just like to thank them for the work they've been doing over there and the encouragement they have been, me and others, for the type of work they're doing. It's easy to look back and let everyone else do the work, but we all get challenged from time to time. We all have a part in missions, and sometimes it's going, sometimes it's praying, sometimes it's giving. So we can all be involved in missions. It's not necessarily those that go. So I'd just like to mention that today. And I'd like to thank you, Peter, for what you've been doing, and I'll just pray for you now. Well, we just give Peter and Karen the thanks for the faithful work they've done over the years, and working with Colleen over in India, and the fundraising, working around New Zealand, and visiting the many churches and places to promote this work. So Lord, we just ask for a blessing for CMCT, for Peter and Karen, and for their time here today. So we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So we'll leave it up to you to explain.
Thanks, Peter.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Peter. And it's been our privilege to be able to visit here over the years, to also have some teams from this church come over to CMCT as well. It's been really awesome. I just wanted to say one thing about the video that was shown earlier. That was done about 10 years ago. So there have been a few changes. Colleen's a lot older, and but yeah, it still just gave you a great overview of what CMCT is about. Well, Peter and I have been the New Zealand Ambassadors for Christian Missions Charitable Trust, CMCT, for almost 10 years. And as Peter said, we'll be retiring from the job at the end of this year. We will continue as volunteers on the New Zealand board, and I'll continue on the overseas, on the Indian board. And we'll also support Jake and Ellie Preston-Marshall, who will take up our role in February next year. And I'm sure sometime in the future, Lord willing, they will come here. In September, we were in India at the International Board meeting, so we can update you on how CMCT serves the Lord in and around Chennai in Tamil Nadu state, South India. Well, this year, Colleen Reddit celebrated her 85th birthday in Chennai, where she still lives. She's got a little flat in the main CMCT building. She also celebrated 60 years of serving the Lord Jesus in India. Colleen is from Whanganui, and she trained as a kindergarten teacher, taught as a kindergarten teacher, and then she studied for 2 years at what was called the Bible Training Institute in Auckland. It's now known as Laidlaw College. And then she left by ship to serve the Lord in India in 1964. In the 1970s, she founded CMCT and led the whole ministry in Chennai until 2019. And just before COVID, she handed the responsibility for CMCT on to Philip, who is now the CEO. And here is Philip with his wife, Carolyn. They are a great couple working hard at serving the Lord together. The leadership team, or executive as they call it, comprises one woman, Celine, together with Philip, Ambu, Aaron, and Ezekiel. Now, they are a great team overseeing all of CMCT's staff of 320 people now. Some of you here met Philip when he came to New Zealand in April and spoke here. He travelled from Whangarei down to Invercargill, having 20 meetings in as many days. Someone asked us if we were trying to kill him. Philip emphasised heart issues when it comes to the work of CMCT in India. And he chose a single verse from the Bible, which is a real challenge to us as well. Micah chapter 6, verse 8, to encapsulate the heart, the motivation, and the attitude that the CMCT team have as they serve our Lord.
So this morning I'd like to briefly unpack that single verse, because I think it is relevant to us all here this morning. He has shown all you people what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? Three things: to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Now, Micah was prophesying 750 years before Jesus was born, and conflict in and around Israel is nothing new, because at that time the Assyrian armies were destroying the northern kingdom of Israel. So God's people were feeling very insecure and threatened. In such circumstances, people can easily become hard-hearted, just looking out for their own interests and not caring about their neighbours. We can apply that personally. We can also perhaps apply that to the Middle East right now. So bad things were happening all around them and to them, and Micah therefore lets his people know what God thinks is good. Through Micah, the Lord is speaking to us about what is good and what we must do about it. He has shown all you people what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? Regardless of our personal circumstances or a nation's circumstances, God expects that our hearts will be preoccupied with these three things. Act justly is the first. Do the right thing. What is honest and true? What is respectful and fair for those around us? Do it. Acting justly also means that we have no right to keep the good news of salvation through Jesus to ourselves. CMCT seeks to do what is right in India, and we ask ourselves, are we being honest, truthful, fair, respectful to those we work with, more importantly, to those we live with? Second, love mercy. And your first song started off with exactly that thought. We must be compassionate to those who are disadvantaged, marginalized, poor, enslaved, persecuted. That means in all of our contexts, in our personal situations, we care for those who are hurting in some way. Because at that point, life is actually not good for them. So do we just stand by and act as if we do not see? Or do we reach out with a helping hand? Remember that on another level, all are enslaved by sin and need help. I should be clicking these through, sorry. The third is to walk humbly with your God. Follow Jesus. Keep in step with the Holy Spirit, says the Apostle Paul. Submit to and worship. Worship the Lord our God. This will keep our selfish, sinful pride in check. And, as another song you were singing this morning mentioned, it will let the light of Jesus shine through. God is good to us so that we can be good to others. We know we're simply saved sinners. We're no more deserving than others around us. We're no more entitled. Although completely undeserving, we recognize that we're Christ ones. We are Christians who have the privilege of telling others about the good news of Jesus. But to share the good news in a credible way, we must be good news ourselves, reflecting that goodness of God from a cleansed heart. That's one reason why we celebrate communion, isn't it? Praise the Lord.
Come. currently, CMCT impacts over 4,000 people daily through their 19 different ministries. And this free booklet that Peter will show summarises all their work, and we have some copies out in the foyer if you're interested in finding out more. In all their ministries, CMCT focuses on helping the poor, the destitute and the marginalised in and around Chennai. And alongside their proactive compassion, there is a bright Christian witness to the life that Jesus Christ offers. The gospel is always central to CMCT's work. CMCT today continues with the same vision, faith, compassion and action, which mark Colleen's personal ministry. With their vision fixed on Jesus and their faith grounded in him, they are empowered to help the hopeless in Chennai. I want to tell you the story of Grace, a young woman who lives at CMCT. Grace came to live in the CMCT hostel from Bihar, which is a state right up in the north of India. And she came to live in the hostel when she was 6 years old. Her mum and dad were barely able to feed her. They both went to work each day to try and eke out an existence, leaving Grace alone at home. And Grace wasn't safe in that situation. Grace was recommended to CMCT to live in their hostel by a full-time Christian worker. When Grace first came to CMCT, it was very difficult for her. She only spoke Hindi and the people at CMCT only spoke Tamil. But through the love and care shown to Grace in the hostel, she thrived. Grace did well at school. She went to university. She got a degree in science and then she trained as a teacher. Today, she teaches at CMCT's Bethany School. But Grace's story doesn't end there. Grace accepted Jesus as her Lord and Saviour and obeyed the Lord in baptism. She still lives in CMCT's hostel, and as she returns from school each day, Grace gathers the young girls in the hostel together and teaches them and helps them with their homework. She says she wants to give back to others the same help and love she was given. Now, a few people have asked me about Grace. Did that mean she had no contact with her parents? No, that's not true. In all the holidays, she was able to be with them, and she is able to help support them now. And many working at CMCT have similar stories.
We always highlight CMCT's child sponsorship program because there just may be someone in the position to sponsor a child. Children in the program are from severely disadvantaged backgrounds, and sponsoring a child gives opportunity for the gospel to be shared with their whole family and extended family and even neighbours. The sponsorship program puts a child from the slums into school. Most, now that's 1,200, the two schools since that video have combined. They couldn't keep the rent going. It was becoming astronomical in one of the schools. So the two schools have combined. 1,200 are in CMCT's own school at present. But very soon it will be accommodating 1,500 because they're in constructing more classes. The teaching is excellent. The pass rate is very high, as you heard, and students gain good result in state exams. Just about every child graduating will get employment straight away because of that education. Considering most of them are from the slums, it's great. But then many go on to graduate at a tertiary level, becoming professionals in the medical, educational, and commercial fields. Total sponsorship at $60 a month. It goes directly to India, the whole lot. For school-aged children, it pays for everything. Uniforms, school supplies, exam fees, a hot midday meal. Could be the meal of the day for some children. For those who go on to vocational and professional training, the support continues until they're employed or graduate. All sponsored children and youth are provided with basic hygiene items, soap, toothpaste, etc., and all medical and dental needs are attended to right the way through. If you're interested in sponsor, and you can see us about it later. Now, on behalf of CMCT, we want to thank you all at Rosedale for your support, and I'll say a little bit more about your corporate support, especially recently, but to also all of you here who are already sponsoring children. Thank you.
Let me emphasise this. Besides equipping children to live well in this world, CMCT gives them the opportunity to know that they're created by God and loved by Him. Most children at CMCT school, in fact 99% of them, come from Hindu families. And at school, many of them attend the explicit Christian teaching program in the school. All children attend the values education classes, which uses the Bible as the basis for its curriculum. And at school assemblies, all children hear the gospel through personal testimonies. One new CMCT ministry that has begun are the child development projects. Originally, these were started for children in the slums, and they've also now begun in the crowded housing estates that the Tamil Nadu state has established to replace slums as they get bulldozed down for development. And this one in Isunaga began in 2022. There is a strong police presence in the area because of crime. Most children are left alone at home while their parents are trying to find employment, as usually as daily wage labourers. At Isunaga, it's an after-school program where most of the children have just one poor parent who is at work, and they're provided with an evening meal by CMCT. And in this case, CMCT has found a qualified teacher, a Christian herself, poor, and living in the area. She's employed to run the program and trained by CMCT's supportive social workers to teach the curriculum that CMCT provides.
Currently, CMCT is operating 6 soup kitchens, and they are always in places where they can reach out to the most vulnerable and impoverished elderly folk in the city. The locations keep changing because CMCT seeks to see that these people on the streets are cared for by the community around them, and often relatives who previously forsook them. And so they can end up closing one down because now there's no need in that area. And then they will establish another soup kitchen in another place. So that's what goes on. Now, I'm going to tell you Piramal's story. These two stories actually Philip mentioned when he came, and Karen and I are repeating them, but we know, the two of us know Piramal personally as well. He lost his job and he became drunk. His wife then died, and he had 2 adult daughters at that stage, and they just rejected their father, and he ended up living on the street. He began to attend one of CMCT's soup kitchens because he could get a hot daily meal. And there he learned about Jesus and he gave his heart to the Lord. So real joy came into his life. He also became free from alcoholism. And Piramal is now a great witness. Many have been warmly invited into that soup kitchen where he attends. Now, when we visited his home last year, Karen and I, we saw that he lives in this little hut just off the street. And while it has no water or electricity, it is very secure accommodation compared to so many of the elderly folk. Many people in CMCT soup kitchens still live on the streets.
I always talk about the Haven of Hope Centre wherever I go. It's something that's very close to my heart. The Haven of Hope Handcraft Centre caters for about 70 women from the slums at a time. Most who work there are mothers, and they are the primary breadwinners in their families. They're taught everything there is to know about sewing and stitching, and they are able to earn an income for their families. And their training gives these women the opportunity to find employment in the garment industry or begin their own micro business. But most elect to actually stay on and work at CMCT. And I've got products displayed out there in the foyer, and everything there has been made by these women. And 100% of the sale price goes directly back to India to pay their wages and pay for more training. And I just want to say that I do have an FPOS machine.
CMCT's hospital is a 24/7 medical facility providing quality healthcare for poor people free of charge and affordable, subsidised medical care for those who can contribute something to the costs. The hospital has a wide range of services in a very compact space. And besides, just to give you an idea, this building would be as large as the hospital. So you imagine all this going on in the space of this building. Well, maybe the property, a little bit more. But it's pretty small. Full-time staff of five doctors, there's nurses, there's physios, there's dentists, there's a laboratory, there's pharmacy. There's 16 specialists who volunteer their services who come in to enhance that Christian witness. They've got an ICU to augment an operation theatre that goes flat tack. Plans are being made as we speak to expand hospital ministry. It's a matter of prayer right at the moment, and research. Serious research is being done. Part of the reason is that they have people banging on their door who can pay for everything. The question is, should CMCT begin a new hospital that for paying folk that would generate funds to support a lot of the rest of the ministry that goes on? So wisdom is really needed to make the right choices about this development.
CMCT has several rural livelihood projects empowering men and women to earn a living. Women produce handcrafts and clothing for the Indian market. And the four leprosy villages they work with, and Shena Kulpam, which is the fishing village that they help resurrect after the Boxing Day tsunami, are part of this. In CMCT's main building, back in Chennai, women with HIV also make products that are marketed by CMCT in India. What they earn enables these women to support their families. CMCT currently supports 200 HIV families with especially nutritious food because they're often ostracised from their communities and their children are prevented from attending school.
Now, Rosedale's recently given a substantial gift to this project, Chetpet Project for Youth in Need, and I'm going to conclude by just talking about how this has begun and what CMCT is doing. In 2022, Philip heard reports of a huge problem with teenagers in Chetpet. Now, that's the area right around or immediately surrounding CMCT's main building. Local schools were refusing to admit teenagers from the area because of problems related to drug use. You see, during COVID, all Indian schools were closed for 2 straight years. There were, of course, more wealthy families and children who could continue to study online, but a lot of the area around Chetpet, that would not have been true for any children there. So what happens? 2 years of no schooling led to a lot of teenage delinquency. Philip met with leaders at the nearby Madras Christian College who surveyed the area to identify 4 slum areas where CMCT is now going to concentrate its efforts. Over the years, in fact for 30 years, CMCT has been training, this is one of their ministries, teenage boys in the slums in practical work like motorcycle and air conditioning repair and maintenance. And all these boys end up immediately getting a job. They actually have people from asking for their students to employ them. That's how good the quality of training is. So now CMC targets youth in Chet Pet, and you can see their experience already, and skill development training is going to be one of those things. While they do this, they will be intentionally speaking about Jesus as Lord and Saviour. This is the particular project that you have sent funds through and sponsored. It's the Resource Centre for Youth, which has begun in the basement of CMCT's main building. Jonathan and Thelma are spearheading the youth ministry. And CMCT already has a soup kitchen now in the area for elderly living on the streets of Chet Pet, and they are beginning women's livelihood projects as well, and soon child development projects will follow soon. So it's more holistic. They're targeting different sections of the community as they love their neighbours in Chet Pet with the good news of Jesus. But the key project that before everyone is the youth, and so the centre is critical. I'm just going to skip through a few slides to show you what's been going on in the last year with the Chet Pet project. Okay, here you have counselling, students coming, or these teenagers coming in for counselling, and also just gaining rapport, coming in through this is down in the basement at the youth centre. Young teenage girls and boys. That was obviously an exercise for them to appreciate the environment in which they live. And here's just a group of them meeting together. Hiring at night, a field. Can you see what they're coaching? Football, not rugby. Quite amazing in a cricket-playing nation. And there you can see that Jonathan's talking to these young guys about probably how to play. I don't know. And then there they go, and then they invite in dignitaries from around the area to present awards after a couple of evenings of competitions and that sort of thing, just to really boost morale with these young guys. And then for teenage girls, they had a fun night with all sorts of games and that sort of thing. Perhaps they should have had them out there too playing soccer. And then targeting some of the mums in the area and giving them some, these are done with dyed rice and that, just making designs and that sort of thing. So lots of projects going on. At this time they're building rapport with people throughout the community and credibility, and the witness is going out at the same time for the Lord Jesus.
They did have soccer for the girls too on a couple of other occasions. Have a look at our website, www.bcmct.co.nz. Remember to talk to us if you're interested in sponsoring a child. Please continue to pray for Colleen, Philip, and all the CMCT team and their witness for our Lord Jesus. And as Peter mentioned earlier, we do put out each month praise and prayer notes. There's a daily praise item and a daily prayer item. And if any of you are interested in signing up for it, I know quite a few people here get it. We have a sign up sheet out in the foyer. So thank you so much again for your support for CMCT and for giving us the opportunity to present CMCT to you this morning. Thank you.